I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing the second book in the Caine Brothers series, So Not Meant to Be by Meghan Quinn.
Oh, Megan.
Oh, Meghan.
You have just created some very interesting and unlikable characters.
You know what's interesting to me is, like, this is actually pretty highly rated on Goodreads, and I don't know. I say that, and I think I actually did like this better than the first one.
Yeah.
But I also hated it. I had a weird relationship with it.
That's
But
so fair.
it's got 3.94 stars, and that's out of like 91,000 ratings. So
that's not like the worst.
no, like I would say that, I mean, that's really close to
That's
four
pretty
stars.
average,
So
yeah.
yeah. So I will read us the back of the book and then we'll talk about what we thought. Am I friends with JP Caine? Ha, huh, that's laughable. Besides the fact that he's adopted some far-fetched notion from the movie When Harry Met Sally that says men and women can't be friends and work together, it's safe to say we're not friends. He's annoyingly loud, obnoxiously handsome, and has made an art out of poking all my hot buttons. What?
Or hot buttons.
Multiple times a day. So you can imagine how disgruntled I am when I not only have to fly to San Francisco with him for work, but stay in the same penthouse. Yep, we're sharing the same air 24/7. We're talking full-fledged working roommates. The man doesn't know what it means to wear a shirt, thrives off protein bars, and you guessed it, moans loud enough for people to believe he's Meg Ryan in a restaurant. Spoiler alert, I won't be having what he's having. Tack on his continuous flirting and his polished good looks, and I'm caught staring down the barrel of a seductive temptation that makes it hard for me to sleep at night. But guess who can control herself? This girl. Because if there's one thing I know for certain, it's that JP Caine and I are so not meant to be.
I hate that she keeps taking some of my absolute favorite movies and like just
Destroying them.
bastardizing them. Yeah.
She leans into it. It kind of is a little much, like when she's doing, like, you know, it's just like too
like with
on
the
the
whole
nose.
pretty woman thing and
Yeah.
like, yeah.
And like the fact that they're like, oh yeah, I'm totally this character in this movie right now. Like, no, we get it.
Like
You
we got
didn't
it
have
the
to.
first time you
Yeah.
compared them.
So that's a little much, but what would you rate this book overall?
I gave it like a 7.13 out of 10. It wasn't bad. And like this is the second time I've read it, and I do think I enjoyed it more the first time. This is also one of the first like romance series that I started when I really got back into reading. And so I really, really did enjoy it the first time. The second time around, I started to catch on to some of like the more annoying aspects of the characters, I think. And I'm like, that was obnoxious. But I mean, I didn't hate them and I didn't hate the book. I just probably wouldn't reread it again.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that. It's one of those that kind of has me thinking that one is enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would rate this like a 7.2 out of 10. I did actually like it better than the first one. However, I think that's more to do with the fact that I really liked JP as a character. I think he really
Yeah.
carried for me because like the book itself, I feel like was less interesting of a plot than the first one,
Yeah.
but I really like JP, and so I guess really good job creating that character because that's what kept me going this whole time. But this book is kind of like the foundation of it is like one big giant miscommunication trope, and then of course like there's like the extra miscommunication stuff at the end,
Right.
and that's just not my favorite in a book, and I think that's why I didn't love it plot wise as much.
It was just built on constant confusion and like it was so annoying to read.
Yeah, it really was. Because like with the first book in the series, it was very much
We know what we're getting
you
into.
created this scenario that, yeah, it like makes for an interesting situation. Like these people have agreed to like fake date to try and like fool these people. And then the second book was just like they both low
Forced.
key want each other but won't get together.
Like forced proximity. Like it was the most
Yeah.
unnatural forced proximity situation for two
Yeah.
people who maybe just really weren't meant to be.
Yeah, they really had
He's
to
not wrong.
work to make that happen.
They were grinding for that one, literally.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the characters, starting with our main girl, our leading lady, Kelsey.
really just not even the leading lady in her own story. Like,
No, and that's honestly sad because like she's insecure about that. But it was weird because in the first book, I remember we both were like, we like Kelsey more than Lottie. Like she's more level-headed, she's more mature and thoughtful.
but she's very boring.
But she's boring. But then the second book comes around. Don't get me wrong, she's still boring in the second book, but it feels like her personality was completely flipped. Like she's not thoughtful and level-headed and mature. She's actually kind of a cunt,
Yeah,
derogatory.
like the worst.
Yeah. And I was like, "Wait, like why are you being so mean right now?" Like genuinely. It was just like so far out of left field.
Yeah, because it's like, did she get upset and stuff in the first book? Yeah, because Lottie is a psycho, but
Yeah.
like she still was like very willing to forgive and very willing to like compromise on things and like,
And she was the one who convinced Lottie in the first book. She was like, maybe you're being harsh and too judgmental of Huxley. Like, maybe you should give him a chance.
yeah.
And then she turns around and is like, arguably acting even more unfair to JP. So I was just like, what? It was
Maybe that's because
weird.
of her deep-rooted feelings for her sister's fiance.
Yes, she had some sus thoughts about her future brother-in-law. And at one point in the narrative, she's even like, I swear I'm not in love with my sister's fiance. Like, why would you even write that in? I'm
It's
so
like
confused.
clearly you maybe are just a little bit, and like the brother is a consolation prize.
It's like that was kind of at the beginning of the book, and then nothing else ever came of it. So I'm kind of questioning like why that didn't just get edited out,
Yeah,
because that was weird.
why? It was weird. And like all of their relationships are so very strange and odd and a little too like intimate for me.
Yeah.
Like the every time they would say something that was just very out of pocket to each other, I'm like, "Oh my God, like
I
your
know.
relationship is very different."
Yes, I remember like you brought this up in the first book too. It's like the things that Lottie divulges to Kelsey about like her sex life are just a bit graphic for a sibling relationship.
And I feel like they took that and they really turned it up like
Yeah.
by 10 in this book. Like when Lottie and Kelsey were having like their discussion about like what Kelsey should do for like JP, like just that was so much more that I needed to know about Huxley than I ever wanted to. Like
It had me sweating. Well,
I
because
was embarrassed.
also it's an odd context to be getting that information like as a reader. Like it's one thing if you're reading an intimate scene between
Yeah.
lovers and it's like, oh yeah, of course that information would be revealed to me right now. But then when it's like, no, I'm gonna tell my sister how I absolutely love to
Yes.
shove things up my man's ass.
Especially after we just read a whole book about the both of them and that never came up a singular time.
Yeah. Which I mean, I love that they're keeping it spicy.
I never thought for one second that they would be boring.
Yeah. I mean, goodness.
Like they're little horn dogs, that whole book.
They really were. And I love that for them. Again, I think we made a comment like good for them, but also it's maybe a
It's
bit
a
much.
bit much.
Maybe a bit much. Anyway, that's kind of all I have to say about Kelsey. Like, I
Yeah, she
thought she
was
was
fine.
fine. Yeah. I mean, same with Lottie. Like, Lottie was fine as well. They're just fine.
These characters are just fine.
Yeah. But you know who's a little better than fine?
I love
JP.
JP.
I do actually like him a
I
lot.
thought he was a very cool, complex character, and I think it's something everyone can relate to, like just struggling to find something you're passionate about, but like
Yeah.
having things that you may be good at that you just don't care,
Yeah.
but also having that pressure to like do well for your family and to like
Exactly.
show up for them. And so I thought that was a really, really cool character to read about because it is very relatable.
And then I did also love that on top of all of that, that he was like struggling with internally, like he also is just a very funny and charismatic guy.
Yeah.
But what I thought was so real is when Kelsey was being like genuinely unfair to him, he did get pissed. He was like, okay, you're actually kind of an asshole, and
Yeah.
I'm pissed at you. Like, he was very three-dimensional. You know, he wasn't just like, I mean, he did. He still had feelings for her because he genuinely did, but he was like, I'm not gonna let you just
Talk to me
absolutely shit
like
on
that.
me.
Yeah. No, and I think that was like the humbling moment for Kelsey as well when she did realize, like, oh, I am being like a huge bitch to this man who really, in all honesty, didn't do anything to her. Like, he's just, I don't know, he's a flawed character, but he's not a bad guy. And she
No,
wasn't willing
like,
to give him the time of day.
exactly. She had this idea of what her true love should be. You know, like, that's her thing. She's like obsessed with rom-coms, and she's got her like love podcast, which I also want to talk about in a second. But she's got like such this like ideal version of what her love is going to look like that she just like completely shut out any possibility that it could have been
Yeah.
JP.
It's like, no wonder
And
you're lonely.
yeah, he's like, okay, I see why you're single, fucking bitch. But yeah, JP, I really did love him. I also just want
It's got a big
to
heart and a bigger dick.
yeah, 9 inches.
That is ungodly.
That is lovely. Lovely to
Wow.
know.
Good for you, man.
Good for you.
Good
And
for
good for you,
Kelsey
Kelsey, that
and
you finally came around and you were like, you know what?
just think if you had missed out on all that.
Just think if you screwed it up for good girl, you'd have been so empty inside.
JP's the whole package. She's got it all.
He really does. Because also, he's just like a good guy. Because, you know, with the first book, we talked about how the good guy billionaire thing with Huxley felt kind of forced and not super
Yeah.
genuine. But JP's storyline felt a lot more real to me and believable.
And I think that's because what Huxley did was by all means nefarious.
Yes, he was nefarious
And
from
so
the
there
get-go.
was nothing he could do to make me believe that he truly did have like a good side to him. I'm like, no. These people are villains. Whereas like JP from the rip was like, there's all these cool things that I'd like to do, but I'm not going to because I gotta do this for my family.
Yeah,
And
'cause
so
I'm
like,
committed to my family.
yeah. So whenever he did finally like build the courage to like talk to Huxley about it and explain to him like that he was unhappy and like these things would make him happy, I thought that was a really, really good way to like round out that character.
Yeah. JP supremacy. He's the best brother.
I don't think he's the best brother,
Okay,
personally,
well, I
but
have not read Breaker's book yet, so give me some
yes.
time. But so far, of the
I
two,
love
JP and
Breaker.
Huxley, JP is way better than Huxley.
Yes, Huxley is actually down at the bottom
And
in every
he
single.
deserves that. It's good that she led with him so we could just be like continually like surprised and happy.
Exactly.
Lottie and Huxley in this book, I do think it's so cute how sickeningly in love they are with each other. However, I do think they could probably work on being a little more reasonable when they're around people about like not being gross and
Yeah.
trying to rip each other's clothes off.
They don't care. And I don't, they never have. And so I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked either. I just think like
It's just gross
you
to read
shouldn't
when I'm not
subject
reading
people to
their
that.
book.
You shouldn't subject your family to such uncomfortable situations.
Jeff and Mom didn't ask for that.
No, in fact, they wanted you so far away from them so they could be naked together. And
Yeah.
yet, here you are.
And here you are.
And
We still
then
don't know anything about Breaker, except I won't lie. Breaker at the end of the book was fucking hilarious.
yeah, he is funny throughout because there's like some text exchanges between JP and
Yes. He
Breaker.
is so funny.
Yeah, he is really funny, and I'm
And he's
excited.
the one that really like pulls JP out of like his depressive zone that he was into. And like I think he's the one that just keeps it very real with his brothers. Like he's not afraid to like tell them how it is and when they're being stupid and when like he feels like he needs to step in, which is very odd for like a youngest sibling.
That's so true. That's not
But
usually the person who has that
no.
energy.
But like that is the energy that Breaker brings to the table, is that he is like the level-headed brother.
I'm excited to read his book.
You're gonna love it.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Gonna love it. So some thoughts and concerns about the
Yeah.
book.
I mentioned the podcast, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I just thought it didn't really add anything to the story. And it feels like the only reason it was created for this book was to have like that moment at the end where JP, like wrote the script, like they were w working through their problems on the podcast. But I don't understand where it came from because in the first book, there was no mention of like her having the
No.
podcast. And so I was like, how much time has passed? Because she like regularly has guests on this show. And unless like Huxley is like paying these people to show up on a
Yeah.
podcast that no one's ever heard of. And like, because I can tell you from firsthand experience, like, it's hard to keep a
It's
podcast
not
going.
easy.
And so I'm just like, where did this come from? And how are you so successful at it already? Besides, just having billionaire family members, I can't really think of any reason that it would be that successful.
No, and it's like she lives in a teeny tiny studio apartment. So it's like where I feel like, I don't know, like we would have some mention of like equipment or something like
Right.
that. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know. It was just
Came
very
out of
strange.
nowhere. Didn't
I
like
mean,
it.
I love that for her,
I
but
love it for her too, but I just wish that it didn't feel like it came out of thin air. I actually found myself kind of skipping the podcast bits because
yeah.
at a certain point I was like, okay, these are not like they're not characters that I actually care about. I was wondering if maybe they're characters from her other books or something.
There were some mention. I don't know if it was in the podcast parts though. So the one at the very end, I can't remember his name. He did know Breaker and Huxley. I think it was the baseball player that Huxley had mentioned before. And they do have their own books. So yeah, I do
Okay.
think some of them were just like their friends,
Yeah,
maybe.
that would have been very cute, I'm sure, if like I had read the other books and it was
Yeah.
like a cameo.
Because I do think Megan Quinn maybe wrote some of those books prior to writing the Caine Brothers series. And so I think maybe the Caine Brothers had been mentioned in those books. And then people are like, I want to know more about them. And then she wrote these books.
Oh, yeah, that would make that a lot cuter.
Because in Breaker's book, they actually mentioned them even more.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of the situation there.
So, what I'm hearing is I just need to read more of Megan Quinn's books and then I'll be in on the
Exactly. Like,
joke.
we just need to find her reading order
Yeah.
and
All
just get
right.
started on that.
We'll look into that. We'll look into the Megan Quinniverse.
Oh, I love that.
I also wanted to point out, because this is another thing we talked about with the first book, but Kelsey also mentions how curvy Lottie is. And so I'm just completely in the dark about how big her tits are.
It's like, what does Lottie actually look like?
I don't know.
Because I just feel like I don't think Megan knows
I
what
don't think
Lottie
so
looks
either.
like, because I thought she had little teeny tiny titties, and
Yeah.
so did Huxley.
Well, it's like, well, maybe Huxley's just got very large hands.
Maybe. I don't
And so
know.
in comparison, yeah, they're less than a handful, but if his hands are
But if you
massive,
got big old paws,
yeah.
then.
Imagine just disproportionately large hands.
Like just absolutely
Like Mickey
massive
Mouse.
Oh
Ew. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This book was really funny. Just like the first one, I laughed out loud multiple times. I was dying like when their dates like abandoned them for each other.
and
That
I
was
don't blame
hilarious.
them one bit because they
Oh.
were just being horrific
I
people.
know, but like their dates were just like, "Oh, we're gonna leave if that's okay."
Like,
Like that
you've got
was
some
so
stuff
funny.
to work through here.
When she pantsed him on
Oh
accident,
my God.
cracking up. And then also like whenever he did get really drunk and sent like the emails out, that was hilarious
The
and
very
beyond.
epilogue is what killed me when he finally gets to meet Kazoo the pigeon. And like when he's having like his depressive episode, he like special ordered like the top hat and bow tie for Kazoo so they could wear it like like a tuxedo t-shirt together. I was dying.
He's just so wholesome and I love him.
JP, the man that you are. And then I already talked a little bit about how gross Kelsey and Lottie are together and how that's just unacceptable behavior.
Foul.
Foul behavior.
Something that was really sweet in this book and also funny is when Kelsey was trying to guess what JP stood for, and like her
I
guesses were
know.
hilarious. But then whenever he finally told her, and it was just so sweet, he just like smiled and he like you could tell he just loved it. And then when she started calling him by his first name, and like he really loved that, like it was just really wholesome.
I loved any time we got like a little bit of background about JP as well, because like he obviously had just such a like interesting and tumultuous relationship like with his father and like growing up and stuff. And so like anytime you did get to see kind of that softer side of him, like it just really added to the character.
I know, and it explains so much, like why he does actually have, he has a big heart. And
Yeah.
I think that's when Kelsey misunderstood him so much at the beginning, I think he genuinely was getting his feelings hurt because he
Yeah.
was like, fuck. Like, I
Am
know
I a
I,
bad person?
yeah, because like he's really kind of a jokester for
Yeah.
most people, and he's really like charming and flirty, and she just kind of like kept knocking him down a peg, and he was like, God damn,
He's like,
like,
this is just like who I am as a person. And it
was just hurting his little feelings.
was hurting my feelings for
I
him.
know, me too. It was so uncalled for, Kelsey.
Kelsey's actually the worst. I stand by that.
Yeah, she Kelsey is worse sister, Huxley is worse brother.
They do belong with each other, I think, maybe.
Yeah, actually, maybe they should have
Makes
switched it because
sense.
Lottie would never be a dick to JP.
No, I think she loves JP so much.
Yeah. And honestly, like, their relationship was genuinely cute and didn't
It
feel
was.
sus. I appreciated that because it was weird between Kelsey and Huxley.
It was very much like a sibling relationship.
Yeah.
As always, we do have some discussion questions for the book. My question, what are your thoughts and opinions on siblings dating siblings? Like a set of siblings, not like
Yeah.
your own sibling.
Yes.
I
Thank
just
you
would
for
like to
clarifying.
clarify that.
Yes, because I do think this can be, it can go one of two ways. It can be very cute and fun and wholesome, or it can be weird. I saw this thing on social media, and I, again, like, there's so much, like, obviously fake content out there. This could be, like, completely made up, AI generated. I don't know. But it was like identical twin sisters married identical twin brothers. And that in itself is like, okay, like that could be cute. That could be kind of a funny story. And like, honestly, that could be a good like argument to show like how like genetics like affect compatibility. Like that would maybe
Yeah.
be a good like argument for it. And then they also like had kids. Like they each had one kid. I think the kids were like fairly close in age, not like the exact same age, but you know, that is kind of when you start to think of it that way, it's odd because they are cousins, but they're genetically full-blooded
Siblings,
siblings.
yeah.
And so it's like it starts to get weird. But here's where things really like I think crossed a line for me is because this like post again could be so fake, I don't know, but it said that they all lived in the same house together. And I was like, oh, no, that would be
No,
where
that's
you lost
crossing a
me.
line. That ain't it. Why are you living? Like, why are y'all living together?
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, okay, so then we think about like Lottie and Huxley and JP and Kelsey. They're next door neighbors. That's so cute. I like that. That's wholesome. But you put them in the same house together, and I'm like, no.
Why? Like, why are we doing that?
Yeah, don't like it.
No, I agree. And like, there's two occasions, like this occasion where it's like siblings dating siblings that really like grosses me out. And it's almost the same with like a reverse harem book, for example, where it's like two cousins are part of like the harem. And
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like that's along the same lines of like grossness for me. And I
Yes.
don't know why, but it's just like I would never, me personally, I would never.
I think
And
it
if
would.
you are a sibling and your sibling is dating a person and you're dating that person's sibling as well, that's fine if you choose that.
Yeah, I
There's
think it would
nothing
feel
wrong
weird to
with
me. No,
that.
there is nothing wrong with it. Like literally nothing wrong with it. But like I
There
think it's
are,
so easy for it to cross a line.
you know,
You know what I mean?
7 billion people in this world, though, and it's like you maybe don't have to date your brother-in-law.
Yeah. No, I mean, it
Because
gets
that is your
weird.
brother-in-law, right? Like,
I don't think it technically would be because
your
you're not the
brother-in-law's
one.
brother.
Yes, it's your brother-in-law's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know. No, I do. Because it's just one of those things that it's like, how did we get here and why? I do feel like in the book it works though, because whenever JP first like had a thing for Kelsey, it was before like Lottie and Huxley actually
That is
genuinely were
true.
together.
That is
And
true.
so it doesn't feel weird, but I think what would make it weird is like, let's say your sister marries this guy, like they've been together, whatever, and then you meet his brother as an extension of your sister being married to him. I think
Right.
then at that point, that's when it gets weird.
Yeah. And again, it like technically it's fine. Like
It
there
is
it's
technically fine.
fine.
I just
But
think it
just to
crosses
me,
some weird social boundaries.
it's just weird to me. I
Yeah.
don't know.
No, I
But
agree.
whatever.
Because then it's like, it almost would feel like that's your family at that point.
I think that's what I'm trying to say is like that would feel like a family member to me.
Yeah. I get it. I really do. Okay. So, my question to you is if you were a billionaire and just had like a shit ton of money and you got really drunk, what charitable cause would you donate to?
Probably like some type of like fish conservation charity.
Like marine life.
Yeah, I think so. Or like it wouldn't be anything like beneficial, I don't
I
think.
feel like mine would actually be like really stupid too, and it would be
Yeah, I don't think it'd be anything beneficial.
like save the lemurs.
Yeah, it'd be like I would try to find the most overlooked charity, I think.
I think I would
Nothing
Google
mainstream for me.
what charity gets the least donations
Yeah,
annually,
it
and
would
I
be
would
the
pick
that
them.
one.
Yeah.
As long as it
Yes.
was for like an actual good cause.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel like I don't think there are any charity. Well, I take it back.
I would
I'm
say
sure.
I there are some charities, I'm sure, that are not for good
I'm
causes.
sure. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I won't even finish that thought. But that wraps up this book. It's pretty short and sweet. Join us next week as we discuss the third and final book, A Long Time Coming by Megan Quinn.
I'm so excited to talk about Breaker. I cannot even
I am
begin to
too.
describe. And then the week after, we're going to be doing an installment of Goodreads Bad Reviews for the Coen Brothers series. And I can already tell you right now that it's probably, there's going to be some conflicting reviews there.
Yeah. You know, like when you open the comment section on TikTok and people are like, I could smell the comments.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I can smell the reviews.
I already know what we're getting into here.
Thank you for reading this series with us so quickly. We've been kind of running through these back to back. So go ahead, get started on the third book if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.